Om Shri Sai Ram, offering my humble pranams at Bhagwan's divine lotus feet, respected elders, teachers, parents of students, and my dear brothers and sisters, a loving Sai Ram to one and all. At the outset, I take this opportunity to wish each and every one present in this holy land of Prashant Nilayam a happy and a blissful Makara Sankranti. Welcome you all to the prize distribution ceremony of the annual sports and cultural meet of Sri Satya Sai Educational Institution for the academic year 2018 and 2019. Makara Sankranti is one of the few festivals which is celebrated in India, is based on the solar calendar, unlike the lunar calendar which is followed for many of the festivals. This makes Makara Sankranti falls either on 14th or the 15th of January of the Julian calendar and ensures that it doesn't vary much like other festivals. It is interesting to note that Sankranti is observed every month during the year when the sun moves from one zodiac to another zodiac. Today being Makara Sankranti, the sun moves from the Dhanu Rashi to Makara Rashi, that is from Sagittarius to Capricorn. Among all the Sankrantis, the Makara Sankranti is very significant and important in the Hindu festival calendar as it marks the northward journey of the sun. With this journey, the days are going to become longer and the nights are going to become shorter. A symbolic journey from lazy slumber winters to bright active summers. It is a new journey, a new beginning for a bright future. At this juncture, I am reminded to share with you all that 71 years back, on the very same day of Makara Sankranti, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba chose to lay the foundation stone of this Prashanti Nilayam Mandir. It was a new beginning, a new journey for the Satya Sai mission, which has now become a gigantic ethereal Sai Kulwanth Hall where millions come and experience supreme bliss. On this day, one can see the people in the western part of the country painting the sky with beautiful kites and celebrating the festival of Uttarayana. People in Andhra Pradesh are decorating their houses with beautiful rangolis in front of their houses and welcoming their guests and celebrating Sankranti. People in Tamil Nadu are boiling pots of rice and milk and blowing the conch to welcome the festival of Pongal. And people in Assam are busy making small rice cakes called pitas and celebrating the festival of Magh Bihu. And in the north, people are taking the holy dip in the river Ganges as today marks the beginning of the famous Prayag Ardha Kumbh Mela. One can indeed see unity in diversity when it comes to any festival celebration in India. Bhagwan says unity leads to purity and purity leads to divinity. Today on this day, when the entire country is united to celebrate the festival of Sankranti, we, his children, his property, 3,000 plus in number, diverse in education, diverse in age, language and location, but all have united, come together to celebrate the prize distribution ceremony of annual sports and cultural meet. On this day, when the farmers are happy to see their crop, they are going to harvest the seeds they have sown months back. Similarly, all the students of Bhagwan are here with the same joy to harvest all the efforts they have put, not merely for the past 15 days to put up the programs from 11th Jan to the 15th of January, but from the beginning of the academic year of June, where these students have participated in various sports and cultural activities to win prizes and be the spirit of competition. But instead of saying harvest of efforts to win these shining cups and trophies, I would say that the effort put by student is mere love for Swami, and these trophies are nothing but love for his students. So it is a harvest of love through love. Today our dear Bhagwan has blessed 6 speakers from his educational institution to share with us their story of love, which they have experienced during this wonderful journey of the annual sports and cultural meet. We will have today 1 faculty speaker and 5 student speaker addressing us. First speaker of the day will be Dr. Sai Satish Ramamurthy, Assistant Professor, Department of Chemistry, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashanthi Lalam Campus. Sri Sai Satish joined the Sri Satya Sai Primary School at UT in 1989, completed his schooling in the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, went on to do BSc Honours on the Brindavan Campus and Masters in Chemistry from the Prashanthi Lalam Campus, and received his PhD in 2007 for his work on the problem of fluorosis epidemic in several parts of Anandapur district. Subsequently, Dr. Sai Satish served as a research assistant professor at the Center for Advanced Sensor Technology in University of Maryland, USA. And after 2 years, he joined the alma mater, the Department of Chemistry, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, as a DPT Ramalinga Swami Fellow. He has supervised 4 PhDs and 2 MPhil students, and currently 5 postdoctoral students and 3 PhD students are being supervised by him. He has also been the principal investigator for research projects from government funding agencies such as DST, DBT, ICMR, DRDO and Tata Education and Development Trust, and has obtained funding to the tune of 2.75 crores to the last 2 years to the university. Dr. Sai Satish has over 66 publications in national and international journals. He will be followed by 5 student speakers. The first student speaker will be Ms. Sanjana Grover of 3rd year BSc Bioscience Honours from Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Anantapur campus. She hails from Haryana. She will be followed by Sri Sai Ishwar G of 12th standard MCAE stream from the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School. He hails from Chennai, Tamil Nadu. The next speaker will be Sri Prayag Lepcha of 3rd year BBA from the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Mudanali campus. He hails from Darjeeling, West Bengal. Following him will be Sri Hemanta Kumar of 3rd year BSc Physics Honours from Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Brindavan campus. He hails from Nellore, Andhra Pradesh. And the final speaker for the session will be Sri M. Sai Kumar of 2nd MBA, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashanthi Lalam campus. He hails from Karnool, Andhra Pradesh. Now I request Dr. Sai Satish to share his experiences and thoughts with the August gathering, following which the student speakers will come up to the dais in the order which I mentioned. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Sri Sai Ram, offering my most humble obeisance at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan, esteemed elders, my dear brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to all of you. Allow me to take you all back in time to the Dwapara Yuga. The setting is on the eve of Draupadi's Swayamvara, and this is also the occasion where Arjuna gets to meet Lord Krishna for the very first time. They exchange pleasantries and begin talking. A few minutes into the conversation, Lord Krishna tells him, "Arjuna, Tomorrow during the contest, when you approach the dais, ensure that you take a proper stance with the bow. Hold the bow firmly in your hand. Concentrate on the reflection of the target and then let go of the arrow. Arjuna, being one of the greatest archers of those times, is completely perplexed as to why Krishna is giving him these trivial instructions. But what unfolded after that was an eye-opener. For the Lord tells him, Arjuna, if you ensure that you do your bit with utmost sincerity, purity of purpose unto perfection, then I will do mine and take care of the rest. I will ensure that the earth is firm below your feet, that there is optimum sunlight and clear skies so that you can clearly see the reflection of the target. And finally, when you let go of the arrow, I will ensure that you have the right wind velocity that will guide the arrow to meet its target. It is only then that Arjuna realizes who truly is the doer. For it is not by chance or just by human effort that meaningful and purposeful events come to happen. It is by divine providence, divine design alone that things fall into place and yield a particular result. Allow me to apply this understanding to what happened 5 days ago on the night of January 10th, when a 70 square mm main power supply cable, the cable that powers the whole of the Hillview Stadium, burnt out. It meant a disaster at that point in time for two important reasons. One, the generator that was to serve as a standby in case of a power outage was rendered redundant because the power supply from the generator was once again to be sourced through this main power supply cable that was anyway burnt. And more importantly, no access to power from either the main power supply grid or the generator meant a complete blackout scenario. No power meant no background music that guides every performance. No commentary that makes every performance so very lively. And also no lights for the evening performance. No doubt, a lot of human effort was involved in working right through the night on January 10th in obtaining the cable, fixing it, going into the early morning hours of January 11th to get everything up and running into a state of perfection. So much so that when all of us came there on January 11th morning at 7 a.m. to either perform or witness the performance, most of us did not know that just a few hours ago there was something that was gravely amiss that Swami had ensured had been turned around to perfection. When I got to know of this incident, my heart was overwhelmed with gratitude for what was a grave situation. On the night of January 10th, Swami had given enough response time for people to act upon and with His blessings and grace turn it around to a perfect scenario on the morning of January 11th so that His children could perform. It is as if Swami was once again telling all of us that if you do your bit with utmost sincerity, purity of purpose unto perfection, or strive for that perfection, I will do mine and take care of the rest. Another incident that comes to my mind at this point in time is the one that happened on the morning of January 11th, 1999, when Swami had just entered the Hillview Stadium in his beautiful silver chariot. The procession had just begun and Swami had got up to bless all of the devotees from where he was seated in the chariot. And for some reason, the brakes on the chariot had to be applied and Swami had fallen back into the chair. Within a split second or two, Swami was up and once again blessing the devotees. Nobody noticed anything was amiss. The procession continued. Swami went to the dais. He came down to unfurl the institute flag. And after that, the rest of the presentations went on. Swami came down on five different occasions to take group photographs with all of the children from different educational institutions. Nobody noticed any sign of pain or grimace on Swami's face. And the sports meet function came to a grand close that year. And the only thing that we had seen a bit skewed was Swami had been going to the washroom a couple of times during the presentation. That was all. Subsequently, as to what really happened with that fall was revealed by Swami on Sankranti Day that year, the January 14th, 3 days later after the incident, when Swami mentioned how he had taken upon himself the fatal spinal injury that was to happen to one of the boys who was doing the performance that year. Swami had taken upon that injury, that spinal injury onto himself, and he had severe injuries to his back, wounds to his hand, and a lot of bleeding. And just to ensure to stop that bleeding, Swami had gone to the washroom repeatedly, dried himself of all that blood, and to further ensure that nobody notices what was really happening, because there were blood smears on the hand towels that Swami had used, he had further gone to wash all of them and dry them up. Not only does the Lord ensure that he protects his child, he goes further ahead to see that nobody really notices that. And even when all of that was really sinking in to all of us, after the discourse, Swami retired to the interview room. And one of the boys who was there was having this thought in his mind, with just that fall that Swami had, did it really happen the way Swami was describing? And reading his thoughts, Swami gently pulled down the sleeve of his robe and the boy could see deep wounds into Swami's hand and a lot of blood clots there. So whether it was the physical presence then or the omnipresence now, Swami takes it upon himself to take care of each and every one of us. What else can we say about this annual sports and cultural meet? That it is a saga of divine and eternal love. The love that Swami has for his children and the love that his children, his students have for Swami. For how else could we explain that we have over 3,000 people, be it the tiny tots from the primary school or the Ishwaramba school, a postgraduate student, a PhD research scholar, a senior professor, or a faculty and staff coming together to offer their bouquet of love at Swami's lotus feet with just one feeling in their heart. Antamana Swami Kosame. Everything is for our beloved Swami, and to get that beautiful smile on his face. It is because of that 3,000 people working 8 hours per day over 15 days, which gives 3,60,000 hours of practice time, which is put in with that kind of selfless action, nishkama karma, that Swami magically transforms it into 10 hours of beautiful performance that happens, 6 hours on January 11th and another 4 hours between January 12th to 15th. They are so very magically transformed because that nishkama karma gets transmuted as niswartha prema, that pure, divine, unsullied love that Swami showers on all of us. And in fact, it has a ripple effect. It's a cascading phenomenon because it overwhelms and touches everybody who is part of it. Allow me to share another incident in this regard. It is on the very same January 11th, just 4 days ago. The performance was over and everybody had left the stadium. This is in the morning time. A few of us were still hanging around to remove all the structures there. And we saw an elderly lady who continued to be seated in the ladies' gallery. It was an hour or two after everybody had left. So we approached her just to see if she needed any help, any transport to go back home. And what she had to say was that, yes, it was indeed difficult for her to go and come back again for the evening performance. So she would just continue to be there till the evening performance happened. She had come there morning 6:30 or 7, and she was wanting to be there right through till the evening 7 o'clock, 12 hours of just being there to experience that love that Swami's children have for him, which they portray or enshrine or capture with the different performances that they do on that day. An analogy that comes to my mind at this point in time is about how in the bygone days, the olden days, when this famous Tirupati laddus had to be preserved when there was no refrigeration technology or other form of preservative, they would heap this pile of laddus in the center of a huge hall. And around this hill or heap of laddus, they would have a circle, a huge circle of sugar at a distance of 10 feet from this pile of laddus. So what would the ants do? They would come and take all the sugar crystals and go back without knowing that just 10 feet from that was a hill of sweet laddus that they could savor. So to me, this annual Sports and Cultural Meet gives an opportunity for us to go beyond that circle of sugar and to savor and taste that divine love of Bhagwan. For if you were to see, we all know about what happened on 9/11, the terrorist attacks that happened on September 2001 that had several negative consequences on the world. On the contrary, what happens here year after year on January 11th, the 1/11 effect, as I call it, is something that once again changes the world, but now completely for the better. Where every child, every participant, everybody who gets to see that event is filled with that selfless, that motive of doing selfless action, dedication, determination, discipline, faith, and love for the Lord, which are very key ingredients that are needed for the betterment of the world today. To sum it up all, I would say that this annual sports and cultural event is a reminder for all of us that we are safe in Swami's omnipresence. It captures for us that saga of love between Swami and his children, his students, and the ripple effect that it has on every individual who gets to be a part of it or even see it, be it old-time devotees or even the fresh-timers, the people who come for the very first time to Prashanthi Nilayam these days. I would like to conclude this talk of mine with a prayer to that ocean of love for whom we thirst and pine for.
Tu pyar ka sagar hai, tu pyar ka sagar hai, teri ik bhund ke pyaase hum, teri ik bhund ke pyaase hum, tu pyar ka sagar hai, tu pyar ka sagar hai.
Thank you. Jai Sai Ram.
I offer my humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our cosmic coach, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. A loving Sai Ram and Sankranti greetings to one and all present here. Perseverance and tenacity are the basic traits necessary for success. When combined with dedication and teamwork, they produce outstanding results. Every year, we, the students of Bhagwan's institutions, bring these traits into play with a singular focus to please our dear Lord. The annual sports and cultural meet held each year is a spectacular show of courage, confidence, elegance and agility. It is a platter wherein each one of us is served not just with what we seek for ourselves, but what Bhagwan has chosen to teach us. Out of all the lessons that we learn during sports meet, the foremost is Trikarana Shuddhi. Swami often talks about it saying, unity of thought, word and deed is true humanness. In our daily lives, we often have to put in conscious efforts to fulfill this unison. But it is during this period that it happens unconsciously. Whatever activity we may undertake, be it band, music, Nadasaram, task force, or any field event for that matter, we think of Swami, we talk of Swami, and finally, we do it for Swami and Swami alone. Another facet of the sports and cultural meet is the remarkable display of willpower, determination, and faith by the students. At this juncture, I would like to relate a rather personal experience. In my first year, in the year 2017, the Anantapur campus was to perform the bikes event. Knowing this, I sought to learn how to ride a bike and procure a license that year. Achieving even one of those seemed impossible. But when Swami is by your side, impossible becomes I am possible. And so in my case, my enthusiasm was at its peak when my license arrived in time. But it did not last for long. It was then when the screening sessions were round the corner, I had a fall that resulted in a severe ankle injury. This made me feel disappointed and defeated. But at the same time, something inside me kept saying that I can do it. And I did not lose hope. I prayed intensely to Swami for my recovery and worked hard for it. Luckily, the screening sessions were rescheduled, and I, being adamant about performing bike stunts in front of Swami, attempted the trials with full faith in Him in spite of my injury. To my surprise, I could ride the bike smoothly with the first kickstart, which I could never do before. It was then I realized that unwavering faith in God and strong willpower will always be rewarded. All in all, sports meet is the time when we push ourselves past our limitations, giving ourselves a chance to be more than what we think we are. This helps us elevate our self-confidence, transforming us from being mere followers to being the leaders of tomorrow. And this is what Swami expects from His students. To conclude, sports is not about competition, but coordination. Not about winning, but learning from our mistakes. Jai Sai Ram.
ವಿದ್ಯಾ ವಿತರ್ಕೋ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಸ್ಮೃತಿ ತತ್ಪರತಾ ಕ್ರಿಯಾ Yasyaite shadgunastasya na asadhyamati vartate. Education, rationality to discriminate between good and bad, scientific knowledge, spiritual wisdom, steadfastness, and finally, action. For all those who possess these six attributes, nothing is impossible. To that divine master, who has abundantly bestowed upon us all these attributes, I offer my most humble pranams. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, loving sairams to one and all. The annual sports and cultural meet is always treasured as the most unforgettable experience in the lives of each and every student of Swami's institutions. The group meetings, the sleepless nights writing scripts, the rigorous practice sessions guided by our loving teachers, and not to forget the delicious snacks times. Irrespective of the roles that we perform in the sports meet, our only single-minded focus is to make our Bhagwan happy. As Swami says, perform all activities with divine feelings. Only then will this udyoga or work become yoga or worship. The waves event performed by the boys, accompanied by jaw-dropping acrobatic stunts, was a feast to our eyes. This requires precise coordination and rhythmic balance, which provided us with this visual treat. The truth laid down by the waves formations is that even our lives have ups and downs. And if we were to accept everything as His divine play, then we can lead a happy and harmonious life. Next, the Stella Starlings event. The Stella Starlings event brought us all to the edge of our seats. The perfection and timing with which these aerial acrobats performed stunts 25 feet above the ground made our hearts skip a beat. Gurustrata, 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 Nashamshayaha, Iti Yasya Matihi, Tasya Nasti Naraka Darshanam. The one who has complete faith in his or her guru would never fear suffering in the hell. The boys magically perform these rope stunts and convey to us that this rope represents the faith with which we should cling on to our dear Lord's lotus feet. Next, the Lathi Legions event had boys performing various kinds of stick fight, accompanied by mind-boggling acrobats. They also performed stick fight with blindfold and taught us that ego should not hide our vision from realizing that we are not the doer. The incredible Gabrus was the highlight and the most captivating and colorful event. It was beautifully portrayed as to how the youth of Punjab celebrate the Baisakhi festival with Bhangra, their traditional dance form, and Ghatka, their martial art form, as they paid their gratitude to the Lord for the new year. And not to forget, on the 12th evening, the class 12 students of the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School presented a drama entitled Through the Eyes of God, which conveyed the profound message that hands that serve are holier than the lips that pray. The boys also learned the efficacy of teamwork, perseverance, and commitment to excellence. The practice sessions in the early morning chills and early afternoon heat waves are both taken with equal rigor and vigor. We may not understand the 4 Ds of duty, discipline, dedication, and determination at that time, but the 5th D of devotion or love for our Swami makes all the other 4 Ds spontaneous. The foremost aim of our sports meet is to develop self-confidence. From concept to performance, each event posed various challenges which seemed to be unsurpassable at first. But with complete dedication, teamwork, and facing these fears and doubts with Swami as our beacon light, all these culminated into outstanding performances. As Swami says, Samyak Kranti iti Sankranti. Sankranti confers peace and heralds a welcome change. On this most auspicious occasion of Makara Sankranti, let us all pray to Swami to bestow upon us a peaceful and a happy life. Finally, the lessons that we learn here have made us conquer all our fear. Our minds have become broad and bold because it's the Lord's hand that we hold. Your omnipresence lives on day and night, which makes our lives ever so bright. Our aim is as clear as the morning dew. Dearest Swami, it is only and only to please you. Thank you for your patient listening. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Placing myself at Bhagwan's divine lotus feet. Revered elders, sisters and brothers, a very good morning and loving Sai Rams to one and all. Oh, what an incredible and eventful sports meet we've had. The Red Stallions, football skills, lion dance, German wheels, trampoline, the sunshine drill, good versus evil, and the igniters who gave us the thrill. Through the eyes of God, the story of Tulsidas and the way back to you. What a beautiful, beautiful journey we've had. But as Tony Stark says, part of the journey is the end. Throughout the year, all of us participate in several activities as part of the annual sports and cultural meet. And at the fag end of December, we come together to perform miracles on the field and create magic on stage. But do we recognize the thread that stitches all of this together? The undercurrent that passes through all and every bit of it. Sisters and brothers, we've all felt it every time we were out there facing the scorching heat of the sun. We've all felt it every time our frail bodies wanted to give up, but our hearts would not agree. We've all felt it every time we would falter and fall, but we'd get right back up and keep moving. Every time our minds would scream, enough, I can't take it anymore. But we'd still run the extra mile. We call it dedication, motivation, commitment, resolution, willpower. But these are just mere words that we give, that we create to try and understand or really try to define what is invariably God's grace. That is always there, but we just need the eyes to see it. From the very beginning, we are told and we believe that the sports meet is our offering to Bhagwan. But is it really the case? Look around you. It is He who has given us this platform. It is He who has given us the opportunity. It is He who has given us the experience. It is He who has given us the zest, the fervor, even the feeling that we are doing this for Him is given by Him. Sisters and brothers, once again, we are just the recipients and He, the giver. We are only human and He is God. I still have 30 seconds on my clock, but I want to give it to you wonderful people to think about everything that you've learned this sports meet, to think about the grace that Bhagwan has showered upon us and to understand the very fact that we are here, all of us, in this place, in this age, in this time, is nothing short of a miracle. And the people who believe in miracles, they never fail. This is my understanding and my takeaway from sports meet. What's yours? Think about it. Thank you. Jai Sai Ram.
At Bhagwan's lotus feet, respected elders, dear sisters and brothers, a loving Sai Ram to one and all present here. The annual sports and cultural meet, as many devotees would assume, is not just what's seen on 11th Jan, but it's a series of sports and cultural competitions that are held at Bhagwan's various institutions throughout the year. This provides a catalyst for the all-round development of the personality of each student. As part of this year's annual sports and cultural meet, I was involved with drama sets. Now, as it happens with all events in Swami's fold, either small or big, this too began with a prayer. A prayer that all our endeavors across the campuses bear fruit that can be relished by Him. Slowly, as different props, structures and backgrounds were being decided, we came across many hurdles, some of which were so intimidating that they almost seemed like dead end. However, the journey of annual sports and cultural meet, like any other journey of our life, is one with Him. And as long as He is by our side, nothing can stop us. Slowly, in ways unimaginable, all the hurdles were crossed. As many of you would recollect, in our cultural presentation entitled Sant Tulsidas, there were few background structures, in fact 6 of them. And according to our schedule, we planned to finish 2 in one day. But the first structure which we erected had taken us almost 2 days. Now at this pace, all the structures would be useful only for the next sports meet. This was definitely not welcome. But then with little prayer and planning, we were at a pace where we could erect 4 such structures in one day. This was a marvel which we ourselves could not believe. Now if you all would also remember, on the 11th Jan, the last stunt event performed by the bikers was a ramp jump through a rolling ring. Now this was something quite unprecedented. The ring was set rolling and the bike was set moving. And suddenly the bike went into the neutral gear. Without sufficient momentum, it's impossible to do a ramp jump. The prayers of the biker had intensified. And then suddenly, while it was still not too late, the bike went into the second gear and the biker went past through the ring with flying colors. Now this is not just the tale of bikes or sets, but that of all the events across campuses and institutions. If we wonder as to why a student performs all these events, struggling day in and out, pushing his limits, the answer is very clear. And that is to bring joy to his Swami. And therefore, the saga of annual sports and cultural meet is one that begins with him, that flourishes with him, and finally culminates at his lotus feet. Leaving you with these thoughts of mine, thanking you for your patient listening. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram, I offer myself at Swami's lotus feet. Respected elders, my dear brothers and sisters, a loving Sai Ram and a happy Sankranti to all of you. A young lad in his teens once walked up to his uncle and asked him for a loan of $500. His uncle asked him why, and the young lad emphatically replied, "I want to change the way world looks at animation." His uncle anyway smiled and gave him the money, but did not ask for its repayment in either liquid cash or convert it into the stock of the company that the young lad had set out to establish. If only his uncle on that day would have chosen the latter option by converting the loan into stock, he would have been a billionaire by now. Yes, the young lad I'm referring to is Walt Disney, and the single lesson that is of paramount importance to all of us is self-confidence. Self-confidence, as Swami says, is the very foundation for attaining self-realization. But the path to attain self-confidence is not an easy one, my brothers and sisters, because one has to negate and deny, deprive oneself of many expectancies, swim upstream against the currents of worldly attachment, and give up the sense of doership. And we learn to do all these by being a part of the sports and cultural meet. For example, the students of Prashanthi Nilayam campus who have learned German wheels, lion dance, music or acting for the first time have negated and denied their limitations. Performing the same feats elsewhere would win us accolades, but we deprive ourselves of those accolades because we crave for the unsullied love and grace of our beautiful Lord. Some students who were part of the lion dance event had to perform a difficult acrobatic feat. They tried their level best, but they were unable to master it and they were crestfallen. At that moment, they started praying intensely to Swami, asking Him to take over and perform their feats through them. And at that moment, my dear brothers and sisters, when we give up the sense of doership within us, Swami takes over. The next night, Swami appeared in the dream of one of the instructors and blessed these boys profusely. Elated at listening to this experience, the students started practicing with rejuvenated focus and enthusiasm, and final day they performed the feat with such ease and perfection that even left the head coach spellbound because they had mastered it in few weeks, which would take few years to master. And that is the power of self-confidence that Swami instills in all of us. Students even go to the extreme of sacrificing their food and sleep so that they can perfect the monument that they are presenting to our Lord. And it is this spirit of self-sacrifice that results in inexplicable amounts of self-satisfaction. And in this way, Swami ensures that we take our tiny little baby steps towards attaining self-realization. Swami has so beautifully dovetailed this mechanism of building self-confidence by instituting the annual sports and cultural meet because it is self-confidence alone that sets apart ordinary mortals from great souls. In the end, I would like to offer one prayer to you, my Lord. Swami, please, please ignite the spark of self-confidence in all of us that would develop into a conflagration illuminating the paths of spiritual aspirants in their journey towards you. Thank you, Sai Ram.
We thank all the speakers for sharing with us their experiences filled with love for Bhagwan. Moving ahead in the proceedings of the day, we have the presentation ceremony of the Founder Chancellor Cups. For Bhagwan, every student in every institution who has participated in the annual sports and cultural meet is a winner and deserves his love and grace. Swami used to mention that each and every one, be it the student, the faculty, the non-teaching staff, and all others in the institution, has a share in the cup and are beneficiary of the unconditional love. We now request Sri K. Chakravarti sir, IAS retired Chancellor of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, to give the Founder Chancellor Cups. The first Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba Founder Chancellor Cup goes to the youngest members, yet the largest in the number in Sai student family, the tiny tots who displayed a beautiful program which was filled with complete coordination and added so much color to the 11th of evening. Put your hands together for Sri Satya Sai Primary School. The next cup is awarded to the institution which brought great creativity and originality in their performance, and every year they are growing multifolds in strength and talent. A big round of applause for Srimati Ishwarama High School. The next cup goes to Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Anantapur campus. The next cup is awarded to Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, College of Nursing and Allied Health Sciences. The next cup is awarded to Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School. Thank you. The next cup is awarded to Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Brindavan Campus. The next cup is awarded to Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Mudanalli Campus. Finally, we have Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashantralayam Campus. Thank you, Sri Chakravarti sir, for giving the cups and encouraging the students. We will now have the physical directors of various educational institutions to come and take blessings from Bhagwan. Srimati K. Hemalata from Anantapur campus. Sri R. N. Ravindra Kumar from Prashantralayam campus. T.R. Chaude Gowda from Brindavan campus. Sri N. Raghunath from Sri Sathya Sai Higher Secondary School. Sri A. Vinod Kumar from Sri Sathya Sai Primary School. Sanjeev Kumar from Srimati Ishwarama High School. I now invite Sri G. Prasadra Garu, IAS retired, Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust Member Secretary, onto the dais. We will now have the presentation of the prestigious House Championship Cups to the four campuses of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. We begin with Anantapur campus. The Sports and Games House Championship goes to Dharma House, Captain Damodara Bhagyashree of 3rd year BSc Honours in Mathematics and Vice Captain K. Alekia, 3rd year BCom Honours. The Cultural House Championship goes to Dharma House, Captain Yukti Pandey of 3rd year BSc Honours in Physics and Vice Captain Sanjana Grover of 3rd BSc Honours in Bioscience. The Fine Arts House Championship goes to Prema House, Captain Trishala Nagpure, 3rd BCom Honours, Vice Captain Suvarna Srirangam, 3rd BSc Honours in Chemistry. Moving on to the Vrindavan campus, the house championship goes to Bharata House, Captain Devashish Pandey, 3rd BSc Honours in Physics, and Vice Captain Shishir Raj, 3rd BCom Honours. Moving on to the Mudanalli campus, the house championship goes to Satya House, Captain Majeti Durgesh, 3rd BCA, and Vice Captain Yogeshwar, 3rd BCA. Finally, we have the Prashandrilam campus. The undergraduate house championship goes to Prema House, Captain Abhishek Gorsi, 3rd BSc Honours in Economics, and Vice Captain Anand Suresh Nair, 3rd BA Honours in Economics. The postgraduate house championship goes to Dharma House, Captain Sriram S., 2nd MSc in Physics, Vice Captain Chandan Kumar Rajak, 2nd MA in Economics. Thank you. thank Sri Prasad Rao sir for giving the tokens of Swami's love and encouraging our students. I now invite Sri R.J. Ratnakar sir, Sri Satya Sai Central Trust member, to come onto the dais. We will now have the presentation of the House Championship Cups and the Individual Championship Cups to Sri Satya Sai High Secondary School. The Athletic House Championship goes to Prema House, Captain Sridhar Shola, 12th Standard, Vice Captain Jaganil Banerjee, 12th Standard. The Games Cup goes to Dharma House, Captain Shivasai S, 12th Standard, Vice Captain Yashwant S, 12th Standard. The Talent Search Program Cup goes to Dharma House, Captain Ajit RMK, 12th Standard, Vice Captain Ayush Agarwal, 12th Standard. The overall house championship goes to Dharma House, Captain Sai Govind V, 12th Standard, Vice Captain Tarun A, 12th Standard. Moving on to the individual championship sub junior category goes to Madhav Sharma of 9th standard. He gets first in 100 meters, 400 meters, high jump, long jump, second in 200 meters, winners in 4 into 100 meters relay, cricket and football. The individual runner-up in sub-category, sub-junior category is Arogya Archatri, 9th standard. He gets first in 200 meters, 800 meters, obstacle race, short put, second in 100 meters, storytelling, winners in volleyball, winners in football. Individual championship in junior category is MVS Aditya, 11th standard CAE. He gets first in 200 meters, long jump, triple jump, dance competition, second in 800 meters, 1500 meters, sack race, elocution, winners in 400 meters relay, 4 into 400 meters relay, football, basketball and dance competition. Individual championship in senior category is Rohit Reddy R of 12th standard MAE. He gets first in 100 meters, 200 meters, long jump, second in 400 meters, triple jump, essay writing, winners 4 into 400 meters relay, basketball, general knowledge quiz. Individuals runner-up category in senior is Saurabh Soman of 12th standard. He gets first in triple jump, second in 100 meters, 200 meters, long jump, poem competition, essay writing, third in 400 meters, merit 3000 meters, winner skit competition, 4 into 100 meters relay, runner-up cricket, volleyball, general knowledge quiz. Individuals runner-up category in senior section is Shivasai S of 12th standard. He gets first in 400 meters, high jump, second in 800 meters, 1500 meters, third in 3000 meters, winners 4 into 100 meters relay, badminton singles, badminton doubles, cricket, volleyball and 4 into 400 meters relay. Thanks Sri Ratnakar sir for giving the prizes to the school students and encouraging them. I now invite Professor KBR Verma, Vice Chancellor of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, to come onto the dais. Presentations on the individual championship cups will begin with Anantapur campus.
My most humble pranams at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagavan. Respected elders, dear sisters, brothers, and my dear students, loving Sairam to one and all. It is my great honor to read out the names of the athletics, cultural and fine arts champions for the academic year 2018 to 2019 of Sri Satya Sai Institute of High Learning, Anandapur campus. Athletic championship for undergraduate goes to Pavitra Reddy of 3rd BA. First in 100 meters, first in long jump, first in high jump, first in javelin throw, 1500 meters merit, second in 4 into 100 meters relay, third in 4 into 400 meters relay, throwball winners. Athletics runner-up for undergraduate goes to Damodara Bhagya Sai of 3rd DSC Honours in Mathematics. 100 meters hurdle second, discus throw second, javelin throw second, shot put second, third in ball badminton doubles, winner in tennis doubles, winner in tennis singles, runner-up in badminton singles, handball winners, coco winners, basketball runner-up, throwball runner-up. Cultural championship for undergraduate goes to Sri Lakshmi of 3rd BSc in Food and Nutritional Sciences. Light music competition first, Vedam chanting second, classical music competition third. Cultural runner-up goes to Aishwarya Lakshmi Narayan of 1st BCom Honours. Second in classical dance competition, light music competition merit, group dance semi-classical first, one act play first. Fine Arts Championship for undergraduate goes to Sumani Rai of 3rd BSc Honours in Biosciences. First in illustrative writing, first in wealth out of waste, second in flower craft, third in book craft, object drawing merit, theme-based painting merit, second in one act play, second in orchestra, group dance competition merit. Fine Arts runner-up goes to Sanjana Grover of 3rd BSc Honours in Biosciences. First in floor art, second in bookmark craft, wealth out of waste merit, first in group dance competition. Athletic championship for postgraduate goes to Madhireti Meghana, 1st MBA. First in 400 meters, first in 800 meters, first in 1500 meters, first in long jump, second in hammer throw, third in high jump. Runner-up for postgraduate goes to Devi of 2nd MSc in Food and Nutritional Sciences. 100 meters first, 200 meters second, 800 meters second, high jump second, long jump second. Winner in ball badminton doubles, winner in badminton singles, ball badminton winners. Cultural Championship for postgraduate goes to Jayashree Reddy of 2nd MSc in Biosciences. First in Classical Dance Competition, first in Creative Writing Telugu, second in Telugu Elocution Group Dance Merit. Cultural runner-up for postgraduate goes to Manaswini, 2nd MSc in Biosciences. First in Vedam Chanting, second in Classical Dance Competition, second in Orchestra. Championship for postgraduate goes to Alisha Pradhan of 2nd MSc in Food and Nutritional Sciences. First in Creative Carving, first in Flower Craft, second in Floor Art, second in Wealth Out of Waste, Merit for Object Drawing, first in Orchestra. For postgraduate goes to Yalini Shanmuganathan of 1st MSc in Food and Nutritional Sciences. First in Illustrative Writing, first in Theme-Based Painting, first in Wealth Out of Waste, Bookmark Craft Merit, Object Drawing Merit. For giving away the trophies. Now we move on to Vrindavan campus.
In the Vrindavan campus, the athletic championship goes to Uttam Kumar of 3rd BCom honors. He gets first in 200 meters, long jump, second in 400 meters, triple jump, and winners in 4 into 100 meters relay. The athletics runner-up goes to Utsav Rai of 2nd BSc Honors, was the first in 800 meters, 5,000 meters, second in 1,000 final meters, third in 10,000 meters, discus throw, winners in 400 meters relay and football. The cultural championship goes to S. Sai Sriram of 2nd BCom Honors. He gets first in Sanskrit elocution, stotram chanting, Vedam explanation and third in essay writing, winners in debate. The Mudan Ali campus, the athletic championship goes to K. Anil Kumar of 3rd BBA. He gets first in 200 meters, javelin throw, second in 100 meters, long jump, third in high jump, winners in 400 meters relay and cricket. Athletics second goes to Samir Kumar Maji of 2nd BBA. He gets first in 100 meters, 400 meters, triple jump, third in 200 meters, merit 10,000 meters and winners 4 into 100 meters relay. Cultural championship goes to Ajay Mukund S. of 1st MSc in Data Science and Computing. He gets first in model making, short story writing, sketching competition and stotram competition. Prize to the cultural section goes to Sai Krishna B of 1st BCA. He gets first in instrumental competition, Vedam chanting level 1 and stotram competition. To Prashantinilam campus, the athletic championship in undergraduate section goes to Tota Sujendra of 3rd year BSc Honours in Economics. He gets first in 200 meters, 400 meters, long jump, second in discus throw, third in 800 meters, winners 400 meters relay and cricket. Athletic second goes to Bhupendra Suna of 2nd BA. He gets first in 800 meters, triple jump, second in 1000 final meters, long jump, third in high jump, winners 400 meters relay, cricket and football. Cultural champion in the undergraduate section goes to Vedant Maungar of 2nd BSc Honours. He gets first in English elocution, photography, short story competition, second in Stotram, third in mono acting. Cultural second once again goes to Bhupendra Suna of second BA, gets first in model making, first in painting, and second in Hindi elocution. Postgraduate section, the athletic champion for this year is Chandan Kumar Rajak of 2nd MA in Economics. He gets first in 200 meters, 400 meters, discus throw, short put, and third in 100 meters, winners in 400 meters relay, cricket, and volleyball. Athletic second goes to Paulser Tamang of 1st MA in Economics. He gets first in 800 meters, 1500 meters, 5000 meters, 10000 meters, second in badminton, javelin throw, and third in tennis. Cultural championship goes to Yashwant Mukhiya of 2nd MSc in Biosciences. He gets first in model making, first in painting, and second in photography. Cultural second goes to D. Sai Sham of 1st MSc in Physics. He gets first in sketching, first in Stotram, and winners of orchestra. Verma for giving the prizes to all the championship. We now pray to Bhagwan to bless us all with his divine benediction on this holy Makara Sankranti day. Jai Sai Ram.
Prema Swarupula.
Embodiments of love.
Bharatiyula Parvadinam Lanninu Visishtamaina అంతర్భావంతో కూడిన అంతరాత్మతో కూడిన ఆనంద సౌధములే కాని కేవలము ఆడంబర సూక్తులు కావు.
ఆల్ ది ఫెస్టివల్స్ ఆఫ్ భారతీయస్ హావ్ గాట్ స్పెషల్ ఇన్నర్ సిగ్నిఫికెన్స్ ఇన్నర్ ఫీలింగ్ అండ్ గివ్స్ us ఆల్ బ్లిస్ అండ్ జాయ్. దే ఆర్ నాట్ వన్ ఆఫ్ పంప్ అండ్ ఎగ్జిబిషనిజం.
ఈ సంకీర్ణము నుంచి సూర్యుడు నేటి నుండి దక్షిణము నుండి ఉత్తరమునకు ప్రయాణమవుతుంటాడు.
ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ డే సన్ మూవ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ సౌత్ టువర్డ్స్ నార్త్.
ఉత్తర దిశ అనగా ఏమిటి?
వాట్ డు యు మీన్ బై నార్త్ వర్డ్ మూవ్మెంట్?
మోక్షదాయకమైనటువంటి స్థానమనే ఉత్తర దిశ అంటారు.
నార్త్ వర్డ్ మూవ్మెంట్ ఇస్ ద వన్ దట్ కన్ఫర్స్ లిబరేషన్.
అనగా హిమ ప్లస్ చలం హిమాచలము.
మీనింగ్ కాంబినేషన్ ఆఫ్ టూ వర్డ్స్ హిమాచలం హిమాచలం.
అనగా హిమ ప్లస్ అచలం హిమాచలం.
మీనింగ్ హిమ ప్లస్ అచలం హిమాచలం.
ఏమిటి ఈ హిమాచలం?
వాట్ ఇస్ దిస్ హిమాచల?
హిమం అనగా పరిశుద్ధము.
హిమ మీన్స్ ఆల్ ప్యూర్.
హిమం అనగా పరిపూర్ణమైనటువంటి యొక్క తెల్లదనం.
హిమ మీన్స్ దాట్ విచ్ ఇస్ టోటలీ వైట్.
అచలం అనగా సుస్థిరం.
అచల మీన్స్ దాట్ విచ్ ఇస్ స్టేబుల్.
ఈ యొక్క పరిశుద్ధమైనటువంటి యొక్క హిమము, ప్రశాంతమైనటువంటి యొక్క హిమము అచలమైనటువంటి స్వరూపాన్ని ధరించి ఉంటుంది.
దేర్ఫోర్ ద ప్యూర్ వైట్ బ్రైట్నెస్ బికమ్స్ క్వైట్ స్టెడీ.
ఏమిటి ఆ స్థానం?
వాట్స్ దట్ పొజిషన్?
అది హృదయ స్థానము.
దట్ ఈస్ ద పొజిషన్ ఆఫ్ హార్ట్.
హృదయము నిర్మలముగా నిశ్చలముగా ప్రశాంతమైనటువంటి స్థితి అందే ఈ సూర్యుడు అనేటువంటి బుద్ధి అందులో చక్కగా ప్రవేశిస్తాడు.
Here the sun is the intellect who will certainly step into our heart when it is pure and solid and at peace.
మనం ఎక్కడనో బాహ్యమైనటువంటి భౌతికమైనటువంటి ప్రయాణములు చేయనక్కర్లేదు.
We don't need to undertake external outer journey.
అనగా ఈ ఉత్తరాయణ ప్రయాణం అనగా మన యొక్క బుద్ధిని అంతర్ముఖంగా మరల్చటమే.
Movement towards north direction meaning directly intellect inward.
హృదయము దిశకు దీనిని పంపటమే.
Intellect has to turn towards the heart.
ఈ అంతర్ముఖమైనటువంటి యొక్క ఆనందమే మానవునికి నిజమైన ఆనందం.
The internal joy is the true happiness.
బాహ్యమైన లౌకికమైన ప్రాప్తమైన ఆనందములు అస్థిరములు.
That which is external, physical or temporary.
ఇది కేవలము క్షణభంగురమైనటువంటివి.
They are momentary.
నిత్యము సత్యము నిర్మలమైనటువంటి యొక్క ఆత్మతత్వమే నిరంతరము కూడాను అక్షయమై అమరమై అనంతమై ఉంటుంది.
దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఎటర్నల్ ప్యూర్ అండ్ సలీడ్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ ఈజ్ ఇన్ఫినిట్ అండ్ ఇటర్నల్ ఇమ్మోర్టల్.
మోక్ష సాధనము అన్నారు.
దిస్ ఇస్ ద సెంటర్ ఆఫ్ లిబరేషన్.
దీనికి చేసే ప్రయాణమే మోక్ష సాధకము అన్నారు.
జర్నీ టువర్డ్స్ దట్ ఈజ్ ఎస్పిరేషన్ టువర్డ్స్ లిబరేషన్.
కనుక సంక్రాంతి అనగా అంతర్ముఖమైనటువంటి దృష్టిని, ఒక నిర్మలమైనటువంటి హృదయాన్ని, పరిశుద్ధమైనటువంటి యొక్క తత్వాన్ని ప్రబోధించేటువంటి యొక్క కరణమే సంక్రమణం.
సంక్రాంతి మీన్స్ ద మూవ్మెంట్ దట్ వుడ్ మేక్ అస్ ఇన్ వర్డ్ ఇన్ విత్ ఆల్ ప్యూరిటీ.
కనుక ఈ సంక్రాంతి అనేటువంటిది సూర్యుడు ఏ విధంగా ఉత్తర దిశకు ప్రయాణం అవుతున్నాడో అదే విధంగానే మన అంతర్ముఖం నందు బుద్ధిని ఆత్మవైపున మరల్చి దీనిని అటువైపునే ప్రయాణం సలపాలి.
జస్ట్ యాజ్ యు ఫైండ్ ద సన్ మూవింగ్ టువర్డ్స్ ద నార్త్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు డైరెక్ట్ అవర్ ఇంటెలెక్ట్ ఇన్ వర్డ్ టువర్డ్స్ లిబరేషన్.
ఈ ఉత్తరాయణ కాలమునే పవిత్రమైన కాలమని ప్రబోధిస్తూ వచ్చింది వేదం.
వేద టీచర్స్ దిస్ టైమ్ ఇస్ హైలీ ఆస్పిషియస్.
తెలిసి ముట్టినా తెలియక ముట్టినా అగ్ని ఏ విధంగా కాల్చునో ఆ విధంగా సంక్రాంతి యొక్క మహత్యమును గుర్తించినను గుర్తించకపోయినను ఆ సంక్రాంతి యొక్క విషయము సర్వలోకుడును దీని అనుభూతి తనలో చేకూరుతుంది.
నోయింగ్లీ ఆర్ అన్నోయింగ్లీ ఇఫ్ యు టచ్ ద ఫైర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ షూర్ టు బర్న్. లైక్ వైజ్ వెదర్ యు నో ఆర్ నాట్ సంక్రాంతి గివ్స్ యు ఇన్నర్ జాయ్.
గావించేటువంటిదే సంక్రాంతి.
సంక్రాంతి బ్రింగ్స్ మెంటల్ ట్రాన్స్ఫర్మేషన్.
తనకి ప్రవర్తన యొక్క దీనిని పరిగణింపజేసినదే సంక్రాంతి.
దేర్ బి చేంజ్ ఇన్ బిహేవియర్.
పవిత్రమైనటువంటి యొక్క ప్రకాశము అందించినటువంటిదే సంక్రాంతి.
సంక్రాంతి గివ్స్ అస్ సీక్రెట్ లైఫ్.
అంతర్భావంలో చేకూరినటువంటి యొక్క సర్వ శక్తులు కూడాను బహిర్ముఖంగా ఆవిర్భవింపజేయునదే సంక్రాంతి.
ఆల్ ఇన్నర్ ఫ్యాకల్టీస్ వుడ్ బ్లాజమ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ డ్యూరింగ్ దిస్ పీరియడ్.
గుప్తమై అంతర్గతమై అగోచరమై ఉండేటువంటి యొక్క ఆత్మతత్వాన్ని వ్యక్తీకరింపచేయునదే సంక్రాంతి.
సంక్రాంతి ఇస్ వన్ విచ్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ ఎక్స్ప్రెసెస్ దట్ విచ్ హిడెన్ ఇన్నర్ విచ్ ఇస్ నాట్ అపేరెంట్ ది స్పిరిట్ ఆఫ్ ది సెల్ఫ్.
ఇట్టి అనంతమైనటువంటి యొక్క అంతరాత్మతో కూడినటువంటిది ఈ సంక్రాంతి.
సంక్రాంతి హెస్ గాట్ దట్ ఇన్ఫినిట్ ఇన్నర్ సిగ్నిఫికెన్స్.
కనుకనే మొట్టమొదట మనో నిగ్రహం కావాలి.
ఫస్ట్ వీ నీడ్ కంట్రోల్ ఆఫ్ ది మైండ్.
మనసును నిగ్రహించినటువంటి వాడే మాధవుని చేగలడు.
ద వన్ హూ హెస్ గాట్ ఎ కంట్రోల్ ఆన్ హిస్ మైండ్ విల్ రీచ్.
ఈనాటి యువకులు యందు అనంతంగా అభివృద్ధి అయ్యేటువంటి దుర్భావములు దుశ్చింతలు దురాలోచనలు దుస్సంగముల యొక్క ప్రభావములు దీనికి ఇదే మూల కారణం.
This is the main cause for the presence of bad thoughts, ill feelings, bad behavior among youth today.
యువకులు యువతులు ఈ విషయాన్ని చక్కగా గుర్తించాలి.
Youth men and women should know this clearly.
మనలో ఆవిర్భవించేటువంటి యొక్క ఈ దుర్భావములకు ఎవరు కారణం?
Who is responsible for the bad thoughts?
ఈ దుశ్చింతలకు ఎవరు కారణం?
Who is responsible for these bad
feelings? ఎవరు కారణం?
Who is responsible for
these దుర్భావములకు ఎవరు కారణం?
For menology.
ఈ దుశ్చర్యలకు ఎవరు కారణం?
Bad actions.
చక్కగా మీరు విచారించి లోతు తిరిగి ఆలోచించండి.
యు ఎంక్వైర్ వెల్, గో డీప్ ఇన్ టు ద మ్యాటర్.
అన్నింటికి మూల కారణం ఆహారమే.
ఫర్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ద మెయిన్ కాజ్ ఈజ్ ద ఫుడ్.
ఈ యొక్క ఆహారం చేతనే మనస్సు యొక్క భావములు అనంతంగా రూపొందుతూ వచ్చాయి.
యాజ్ ఇస్ ద ఫుడ్ సో ఇస్ ద మైండ్.
ఈ మనస్సు బయట నున్నటువంటి ప్రకృతి దీన్ని దీన్ని ఒక విధమైన యొక్క ఆకర్షిస్తుంది.
Mind attracts the outer world.
దీనికి సరైనటువంటి దృష్టాంతరం మీకు కావాలనుకున్నప్పుడు,
if you want a good example,
నిత్య జీవితంలో ఈనాటి యువకులు యువతులు ప్రతి మానవుడు కూడాను అనుభవించేటువంటి యొక్క ఆనందంలోనే ఈ యొక్క అంతరార్థం మీకు గుర్తించుకోవచ్చు.
You will find it as inner underlying current in the daily experiences of men and women.
ప్రతి ఇంటి యందు కూడాను ఈనాడు టీవీ ఉన్నది.
In every house today there is TV.
ఇంకా శ్రీమంతులైనటువంటి వారికి కలర్ టీవీలు పెట్టుకుంటారు.
రిచ్ పీపుల్ విల్ హ్యావ్ కలర్ టీవీ.
ఇంకా శ్రీమంతులైనటువంటి వారికి స్టార్ టీవీలు పెట్టుకుంటారు.
ఇఫ్ దే ఆర్ స్టిల్ మోర్ రిచ్ ఎనఫ్ దే విల్ హ్యావ్ స్టార్ టీవీ.
ఇది కేవలం ఒక డైనింగ్ హాల్ లో మాత్రమే కాదు, డ్రాయింగ్ రూమ్ లో కాదు, బెడ్రూమ్ లో కూడా పెట్టుకుంటారు.
దే విల్ ఇన్స్టాల్ కలర్ టీవీస్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ ది డ్రాయింగ్ రూమ్, దే విల్ హ్యావ్ ఇట్ ఇన్ ది డైనింగ్ హాల్ అండ్ ది బెడ్రూమ్.
ఏనాడు మన ప్రపంచంలో ప్రారంభమైనవో ఆనాడే మానవుని యొక్క మనస్సు మాలిన్యమైపోయింది.
The day when TVs started, the mind is polluted among in mankind.
మీరు చక్కగా యోచించండి. టీవీలు రాకమునకు మన యొక్క మనోదౌర్బల్యం ఇంతగా ఉండేటువంటిది కాదు.
Prior to the installation of this TV,
ఇలాంటి దుర్భావం ఏనాడు కూడా అధికంగా కలిగేటువంటివి కాదు.
Never was the mind so impure, dirty.
ఇవి ప్రారంభించక మునుపు ఇటువంటి దుశ్చర్యలు ఏమాత్రం కూడా మనం కని విని ఎరగము.
Prior to these days of TV,
ఒకరో జరుగుతుండేటువంటి వారు,
one in hundred, one in crore.
ఈనాడు చిన్న చిన్న గుడిసెల ఎందుకు కూడా ఈ టీవీలు ప్రారంభమైనాయి.
Today we find TVs in huts also.
ఆ టీవీలు ఏ విధమైనటువంటి మార్పులు తెస్తున్నాయి?
What kind of effects you find in TV?
భోజనం చేసే సమయంలో కూడా డైనింగ్ హాల్లో ఎదురుగా ఈ టీవీలు పెట్టుకుంటారు.
As they start eating in the dining hall, they will have TV in front of them.
చూస్తూ దీన్ని భుజిస్తుంటారు.
As they watch, they start eating.
భుజించేటువంటి ఆహారం కాదు,
is not the food they eat.
ఆ టీవీలో చూసేటువంటి మాలిన్యమే వీడు భుజిస్తున్నాడు.
What exactly they eat? All concentration on the TV.
ఆ దృష్టి చేతనే సృష్టి మారిపోతుంది.
Because of that, the whole thing will be achieved.
ఎలాంటి చర్యలు, ఎలాంటి దృశ్యములు, ఎలాంటి భావములు మనం చూస్తున్నామో అలాంటి దృశ్యములు, అలాంటి భావములు, అలాంటి యొక్క దుశ్చర్యలే మనలో ప్రవేశిస్తున్నాయి.
As you watch the actions, the scenario and the feelings over there on TV, you will have them in turn.
కనుకనే మన లోపల తెలియని రీతిగా కూడా మనలో కొన్ని ఆవేదనలు, ఆవేశములు అనేక అభివృద్ధి అవుతున్నాయి.
సో అన్నోయింగ్లీ యూఆర్ ఎజిటేటెడ్, యూఆర్ డిస్టర్బ్.
అది నీకు తెలియదు.
యు డోంట్ నో దాట్.
కానీ నేనేనాడు దీన్ని చింతించలేదే, ఇలాంటి భావాలు నాకు ఎందుకు రావాలని విచారిస్తాడు.
యు మే ఫీల్ దట్ యు నెవర్ ఎంటర్టైన్ సచ్ అ థాట్, బట్ హౌ ఇస్ ఇట్ దట్ యు హావ్?
కానీ ఈ దుశ్చర్యలు, ఈ దుర్భావములు, దురాలోచనలు ఆ టీవీలో చూసినటువంటి బీజంలో మన హృదయంలో నిలిచిపోయినాయి.
ఆల్ ది బ్యాడ్ యాక్షన్స్ అండ్ ఆల్ ది ఈవిల్ థాట్స్ ఆర్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్
అవన్నీ. సమయాన్ని పురస్కరించుకుని తిరిగి అవి మొక్కలుగా వచ్చి నీలో ఇలాంటి భావాలంతా అభివృద్ధి పరుస్తూ ఉంటుంది.
విత్ ది పాసేజ్ ఆఫ్ ది టైమ్ దోస్ సీడ్స్ విల్ స్ప్రౌట్ అప్.
కనుక మనం భుజించే సమయం లోపల భయంకరమైనటువంటి విషయాలు మనం మాట్లాడకూడదు.
As we eat, we should never discuss horrible things.
Oka udregakaramainaatti vishayalu kuda manam chintinchakoodadu.
We should never think of agitated matters.
Manam bonchestu okarikokaru vaadopavadam cheyakoodadu.
As we dine, we should not argue with each other.
Bonchesey lopala silent, kevalam nishabdanga boncheyali.
We should eat observing silence.
Ee maatalu yokka తరంగములు కూడాను మన హృదయంలో ప్రవేశిస్తున్నాయి.
బికాస్ ద వేవ్స్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ సౌండ్స్ విల్ గెట్ ఇన్ యువర్ హార్ట్.
ఎలాంటి భావములు, ఎలాంటి తరంగములు మనలో ప్రవేశిస్తున్నాయో అలాంటి ఊహలే మనలో ఆవిర్భవిస్తున్నాయి.
బేసింగ్ ఆన్ ద వేవ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద సౌండ్స్ దట్ యు రిసీవ్, యు విల్ హ్యావ్ ద థాట్స్ అకార్డింగ్లీ.
కనుక మనలో ఇలాంటి తరంగములను ఆవేశింపకుండా, ఆవిర్భవించకుండా ఈ విద్యమైన దృశ్యాన్ని మనం కొంతవరకు మర్చుకోవాలి.
Therefore we should see that such vibrations do not originate within us, nor we entertain receive them. Then we have started ఈ
మనిషిని పూర్తి కూడా నువ్వు మసి చేస్తుంటుండాలి.
That is ruining man totally.
మాణిక్యం వంటి మానవ జీవితాన్ని మసిబుగ్గులు కమ్ముకుంటున్నారు.
The gem of human life is just sold like gold.
ఇది ఏదో మాకు ఒక ప్రశాంతిని అందిస్తుందని భావిస్తున్నారు.
They think that it confers peace.
కాదు కాదు, తాత్కాలికమైన ప్రశాంతిని ఇస్తుంది, అది నీకు చూచి ఆనందిస్తున్నావు.
It gives you temporary happiness.
తదుపరి అది నీలో ప్రవేశించి ఎన్ని విధాలు నిన్ను పెడతిప్పలబడుతుందో నీకు తెలియదు.
Later as these things get into you, to which direction you go you don't.
ఇది తేనె పూసిన కత్తి వంటిగా ఉంటుండాలి.
ఇట్ ఈస్ సంథింగ్ లైక్ నైఫ్.
తేనె కదా, నీవు నాకుతూ నాకుతూ పోతే నాలుకనే కోసి వేసేస్తుంది.
యాజ్ యూ స్టార్ట్ గో ఆన్ లికింగ్ ద సోర్డ్ ద టంగ్ విల్ బి కట్.
కనుక ఇలాంటి దృశ్యములంతా కూడా ఈనాటి యువకులు యందు యువతులు యందు ప్రవేశించడం చేతనే ఈనాడు భారతదేశమే కాదు యావత్ ప్రపంచం కూడా అల్లకల్లోలంగా ఉంటుండాలి.
బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ సీన్స్ యాజ్ దే వాచ్ ఆన్
టీవీ అశాంతిమయంగా ఉంటుండాలి.
ద హోల్ వరల్డ్ ఇస్ రెస్ట్లెస్.
కేవలం ఆవేశమయంగా ఉంటుండాలి.
ఇట్స్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ ఎజిటేషన్.
ఉద్రేకమయంగా ఉంటుండాలి.
ఇట్స్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ డిస్టర్బెన్స్.
ఉత్సాహం అనేది ఎక్కడా కనిపించడం లేదు.
దేర్ ఇస్ నో ఎంథూజియాజం.
ఏదో ఉత్సాహంగా ఉండినట్టుగా నటిస్తున్నాడే కాని మానవుడు.
మ్యాన్ ప్రిటెండ్స్ యాజ్ ఇఫ్ హిస్ ఎంకరేజ్.
కానీ అది ఉత్సాహం కాదు.
బట్ ఇట్స్ నో ఎంథూజియాజం.
ఏమండి బాగున్నారా నవ్వినట్టు, కానీ అది కేవలం ఒక సినిమా నవ్వు. లోపల బాధలుగా ఉంటుండాలి. ఈనాటి మానవునికి బాధలు లేనటువంటి మానవుడు ఎక్కడా కనిపించడు.
దేర్ ఇస్ నో మ్యాన్ టుడే విదౌట్ ఏ ప్రాబ్లమ్.
శాంతము లేక సౌఖ్యము లేదు సరస జల నయన. శాంతం లేకపోతే సౌఖ్యం లేదు.
When there's no peace, there's no happiness.
ఎవరికి ఈ శాంతి కావాలి?
Who needs peace?
దాంతునికైనా వేదాంతునికైనా.
నన్ను charity or a philosopher.
ఇంద్రియ నిగ్రహం కలిగినటువంటి వాడు కానీ, ఇంద్రియ ఆవేశంతో ఉండేటువంటి వాడు కానీ శాంతి ఉండాలి.
ద వన్ విత్ సెన్స్ కంట్రోల్, ద వన్ హూ సకమ్స్ టు సెన్సెస్ నీడ్ టు బి.
అట్టి శాంతిని ప్రబోధిస్తూ వచ్చింది ఈ యొక్క వేదము మొట్టమొదట.
వేద టీచర్స్ ది పీస్.
వేదం ఐకమత్యాన్ని బోధిస్తూ వచ్చింది.
వేద స్పీక్స్ ఆఫ్ యూనిటీ.
కానీ ఈనాటి పండితులంతా కూడా ఈ రహస్యాన్ని చెప్పడానికి ప్రయత్నించడం లేదు.
బట్ స్కాలర్స్ డోంట్ టీచ్ ది సీక్రెట్.
అది వారి తప్పు కాదు, వారికే తెలియదు పాపం ఏం చేస్తారు.
ఇస్ నాట్ మిస్టేక్ ఆఫ్ ది స్కాలర్.
ప్రారంభమైనటువంటి ఐకమత్యము.
సో దిస్ యూనిటీ
సహనాభవతు సహనాభునత్తు సహ బీజం కరవావి సహనాభవతు. అందరూ కలిసిమెలిసి ఉండాలి.
Everybody should live together.
దానిని కలిసి మెలిసి మెలుసుదాం, కలిసి మెలిసి తిరుగుదాం, కలిసి మెలిసి తెలుసుకున్న తెలివిని పోషించుదాం.
Let's move together. Let's live together. Let us develop our friendship.
కలిసి మెలిసి ఏక చర్యమితో జీవించుదాం.
Let us live in friendship without any conflict.
కలిసి మెలిసి కలతలేక చర్యమితో జీవించుదాం.
Without any conflict or infight.
కలిసి మెలిసి కలతలేక చెలిమితో జీవించుదాం.
వితౌట్ ఎనీ కాన్ఫ్లిక్ట్ ఆర్ ఇన్ ఫైట్.
వేదం మొట్టమొదటి ప్రబోధించింది.
ఇస్ ద ఫస్ట్ టీచింగ్ ఆఫ్ వేద.
అందరూ మనం కలిసిమెలిసి ఉండాలి.
సో వీ షుడ్ ఆల్ బి యునైటెడ్.
అన్న తమ్ముడు ఎంతైనా ద్వేషం రావచ్చును.
దేర్ మే బి హేట్రెడ్ అమంగ్ బ్రదర్.
విద్యార్థులు ఏమాత్రము ద్వేషం రాకూడదు.
అమంగ్ స్టూడెంట్స్ దేర్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి హేట్రెడ్.
ఇలాంటి విద్యార్థులు ప్రపంచంలో ప్రవేశించి
స్టూడెంట్స్ షుడ్ గో టు ద వరల్డ్.
ఈనాడు ప్రపంచాన్ని బాధించేటువంటి అశాంతిని మీరు కేవలం దాన్ని ప్రశాంతిగా మార్చాలి.
Convert all the restlessness that you find outside into peace.
Mita bhashanu penchukondi.
Develop the limited talk.
Ati bhasha manaku akkarledu.
Never talk excessively.
Ati bhasha matihani.
If you talk more,
mita bhasha atihai.
Make you mad. If you talk less,
ati tindi matihani. Mita tindi atihai.
Eat less. That gives you all the comfort and happiness.
Ante gaani ooruke kadupu nindu enta varaku tineseste nuvu em pan cheyagalavu.
If you eat too much, you cannot do anything.
ఇంకా దీంట్లో తినవచ్చును అనేటువంటి యొక్క భావం నీలో వచ్చేంత వరకు మాత్రం తిను.
యూ కెన్ ఈట్ టు సచ్ అన్ ఎక్స్టెంట్ అంటిల్ దేర్ స్టిల్ సమ్ మోర్.
అధికంగా తింటే నీవేమాత్రం కూడా పని చేయలేవు, నీ యొక్క విజయాన్ని సాధించలేవు.
బట్ ఇఫ్ యూ ఈట్ మోర్ అండ్ మోర్ యూ కెన్ నెవర్ బి సక్సెస్ఫుల్.
కనుక మితంగా మాట్లాడండి, మితంగా తినండి, అమితంగా పని చేయండి, అమితంగా ఆనందించండి.
సో టాక్ లెస్, ఈట్ లెస్ అండ్ హ్యావ్ ఎక్సెస్ ఆఫ్ జాయ్, ఇన్ఫినిట్ జాయ్.
పని ఎందుకు అని భగవత్ నామాన్ని మాత్రం మర్చకుండా ఉండండి.
Under any circumstances, never forget the name of God.
ఈ నాడు సంక్రాంతి యొక్క ప్రధానమైనటువంటి యొక్క అంతరాత్మము మన హృదయ పరివర్తన కావాలి.
The inner significance of సంక్రాంతి lies in this basic fact.
మనలో శాంతిని పెంచుకోవాలి.
Let there be peace within us.
మనలో కాంతిని పెంచుకోవాలి.
We should develop the inner light.
ఆ పెంచుకున్నటువంటి కాంతిని శాంతిని ప్రపంచానికి పంచాలి.
And we should share this inner light and the peace with others.
నీవు సెల్ఫిష్ గా ఉండకూడదు.
Never be selfish.
ఈ వ్యక్తిగతమైనటువంటిది మాత్రం ఏమాత్రం సుఖం కాదు.
Never give scope for individual differences.
అంత ప్రపంచమంతా నా యొక్క బంధువులే, ప్రపంచమంతా నా యొక్క వారే అనేటువంటి భావాన్ని పెంచుకోవాలి.
హ్యావ్ ద ఫీలింగ్ దట్ ఆల్ బిలాంగ్ టు యూ, ఆల్ బిలాంగ్ టు యువర్ ఫ్యామిలీ.
ఇలాంటి అనంతత్వాన్ని బోధించేటువంటి ఈ సంక్రాంతి.
ఈ సంక్రాంతి ద టీచర్స్ యూ ద ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్ఫినిటీ.
भजन बिना सुख शांति नहीं, अरे भजन बिना सुख शांति नहीं, भजन बिना सुख शांति नहीं, जप जान बिना तन योग नहीं, जप जान बिना प्रभु दर्श बिना प्रज्ञान नहीं, सत्कर्म नहीं, भगवान बिना कोई अपना नहीं, हरि नाम बिना परमात्मा नहीं, हरि
भगवान,
जगदोधारा साईं भगवान,
Shanti Dai, Satya Sai Bolo,
Prema Sai.
Sai hai jeevan, jeevan satya sai.
Bye. namah Shiva, Shivaya namah Shiva, Shivaya namah Om namah Shivaya.
Shivaya namah Shiva, Shivaya namah Shiva, Shivaya namah Om namah Shivaya.
Shivaya namah Shiva, Shivaya namah Shiva, Shivaya namah Om namah Shivaya.
Shivaya namah Shiva, Shivaya namah Shiva, Shivaya namah Om namah Shivaya.
Shivaya namah Shiva, Shivaya namah Shiva,
Shivaya namah Shiva, Shivaya namah Shiva.
Shivaya namah Shiva, Shivaya namah Shiva.
Shivaya
namah Om namah Shivaya.
Shivaya
namah Om namah Shivaya.
Shivaya namah Om namah Shivaya.
Shivaya namah Shiva, Shivaya namah Om namah Shivaya. Shivaya namah Om namah Shivaya.
Shivaya namah Om namah Shivaya.
Shivaya namah Om namah Shivaya.
Shivaya namah Om namah Shivaya.
Shivaya namah Om namah Shivaya.
Satyam jnanamanantam brahma.
Satyam jnanamanantam brahma.
Satyam jnanamanantam brahma.
Oh, गोविंद हरे गोपाल हरे हे मुरली गान लोला
गोविंद हरे गोपाल हरे हे मुरली गान लोला
गोविंद हरे गोपाल हरे हे राधा रमण लोला
गोविंद हरे गोपाल हरे
हे नंद गोपबाला गोविंद हरे गोपाल हरे हे नंद गोपबाला
गोविंद हरे गोपाल हरे हे नंद गोपबाला
गोविंद हरे गोपाल हरे
जय जगदीश हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक पति महेश्वर ओम जय जगदीश हरे शशि वदना शीखरा सर्वा प्राणपदे स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपदे आश्रित कल्पल दीपा आश्रित कल्पल दीपा अमर पांडवा ओम जय जगदीश हरे माता पिता गुरुदेव मरियंदयुनीवे स्वामी मरियंदयुनीवे नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथा नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथा नागेन्द्राचरणा ओम जय जगदीश हरे ओंकार रूप जय शिव साई महादेवा सत्य साई महादेवा मंगलारतियंदुको मंगलारतियंदुको मंदर गिरिधारी ओम जय जगदीश हरे नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम जय
Hello.